Last Sunday in the Gospel, Luke ended Jesus' exhortation to show mercy and to pardon instead of judging and condemning. Today's Gospel, the Deacon Dan just proclaimed, continues the same vein, with practical guidance on how to behave as disciples of the Lord. And most importantly, we're all warned against our tendency to be judgmental. Why do you observe the splinter in the eye of your brother or sister and never notice the plank in your own? Take the plank out of your own eye first, and then you will see clearly enough to take the splinter out that is in your brother's or sister's eye. Jesus is certainly hitting close to home. How many times are you and I inclined to be judgmental? How many times do we notice the faults of others more readily than we see or admit our own faults? No story comes to mind of how blind we can be to our own faults. In a community of monks, there was a young monk who had committed a serious fault, which was brought to the attention of his brothers. And immediately, the elder monks assembled in community to cast judgment on him. However, according to the rule of life, they could not proceed until Abbot joined them. So they sent Father Abbot a message. "Come, Father Abbot, the community is waiting for you." So the abbot arose, and taking an old basket riddled with holes, he filled it with fine sand. Then he started off carrying the basket on his back. Naturally, as he went along, he left a trail of sand in his wake. And the other brothers came out to meet him and asked what he meant by this strange behavior. And Father Abbot replied, "My sins are running out behind me. Everywhere I go, I leave a trail of faults after me. Only most of the time, I don't see them myself. Now today you want me to set in judgment on my brother." In hearing this, the elders felt ashamed of themselves. So he abandoned the trial in trying to pass judgment on another brother. Long ago, the Greek philosopher Socrates tells us, "The self-knowledge is the beginning of wisdom." How few of us see our trials in this respect. How far too long too many of us are focused on the faults of others, those with whom we live, those with whom we work, or those who are part of our story. Today, Jesus is challenging us to refocus our analytical skills, to not be so quick to diagnose the failings of others until we checkpoint with who we are and where we're going. Jesus is basically challenging you and me to put our own house in order before trying to do so to others. And what a great time this is, because this week we begin the season of Lent. Lent begins this Wednesday, Ash Wednesday. The word Lent comes from an old English word which means springtime. So kind of it's talking about spring cleaning, new life that comes from the world that we live in. Likewise, Lent is a grace or gifted time, a time for some spring cleaning of our lives, a time to look at ourselves as God sees us, and above all, to make a change for the better. Lent is a time to begin the journey from illusion to reality, from self-deception to self-knowledge, from blindness to seeing the light of truth. I'd like to close with a prayer that somebody recently sent me in a text from a friend. "Lord, grant me the serenity to accept the people I cannot change, the courage to change the one I can, and the wisdom to know that person is me."